Someone I've been dying to play with for the last 25 years. And it's finally come to pass. So please welcome Steve Winwood. Oh,
everybody knows the score. Oh, I have fallen far way to leave me, yeah, in the color of the gold. We'll be right back.
why can't we be humble? Like the good Lord said, he promised to exalt us, but low is the way. How men be so greedy when there's so much left? All things are God-given, and they all have been blessed. That's the way God planned it. That's the way God wants it to be. That's the way God planned it. That's the way God wants it to be. Let not your heart be troubled. Morning sobbing cease. Just learn how to help one another and live in perfect peace. If we all could be humble, like the good Lord said, he said he would exalt us all, but low is the way. That's the way God planned it. That's the way God wants it to be. Somebody will. You may not understand me, but Billy will let me feel. That's the way God planned me. That's the way God wants me to be. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's the way God planned me. That's the way God wants me to be. Come on, come on.
Love and oneness.
I hope you are prepared.
And I have been judged.
Journey, journey.
the night. Garrett far behind the seven seas.
Journey, journey.
Blessed love, crowd of people, and blessed love, Dawn Specialist. This is Kaya Kindu on the Full Circle Show, CKUT 90.3 FM, yo. Hope you all enjoy my selections this morning. Aight.
I wonder will this grief ever be gone?
words of Malcolm X. What men got vexed? They didn't want to see black men progress. And all along the way, black men have strayed, searching to find the way. Main prospect was to see, yeah.
Challenge welcomes the outspoken Negro leader, Malcolm X.
Sir, what's the real reason why you two men split? Is it merely ideological or is it personality? What else?
Probably personality. It was not the statement that originally was given by the movement when we split. More personality than anything else.
You've called people like Martin Luther King, who just got a Nobel Peace Prize, an Uncle Tom. Is this correct, first?
Well, I'd rather say that in the States, there's a law that has recently been passed, or a decision handed down by the court, wherein if you call someone an Uncle Tom, they can sue you for libel.
Well,
so I never refer to them as Uncle Toms. I would say that Uncle Martin is my friend.
Uncle Martin is your friend, yet you would disagree with his approach to what he wants to accomplish.
Definitely. If his approach would bring about what the black man in America needs to completely eliminate the problem that we have, I would say well and good. But I very much doubt that anyone who adopts the approach that Martin Luther King has been teaching to our people in that country can point to any meaningful gains that has actually served to solve the problem.
Black Muslims have sometimes, whether you have or not, and I think probably you have sometimes, it seemed to me, been preaching hate to meet hate.
I don't advocate any kind of hate.
There's a lot of talk that sounds very much like it.
No, I think that the guilt complex of the American white man is so profound until when you begin to analyze the real condition of the black man in America, instead of the American white man eliminating the causes that create that condition, he tries to cover it up by accusing his accusers of teaching hate. But actually, they're just exposing him for being responsible for what exists.
Well, that's something of an argument. But I've heard speeches made by some of the people of your group. I think I've heard you make speeches. It seemed to me that you were advocating, I would have to describe, I think, as violence to meet the serious injuries that have been done your people, with which I totally agree.
I don't call that violence. I don't in any way encourage black people to go out and initiate acts of aggression indiscriminately against whites. But I do believe that the black man in the United States and any human being anywhere is well within his right to do whatever is necessary by any means necessary to protect his life and property, especially in a country where the federal government itself has proven that it is either unable or unwilling to protect the lives and property of those human beings.
Just before Pierre takes it, you've got a pretty good fighter and the world's heavyweight champion lined up with you to help out. Yes, Pierre. Well, Mr. X, if I guess I call you that. Is that a proper appellation,
yes.
Mr. X? I'm wondering if you still believe, as I think you certainly did at the time you were allied to the black Muslim movement, in a segregated black nation.
No.
In North America.
I don't believe in any form of segregation or any form of racism. I'm against any form of segregation and against racism.
Am I right in saying that the black Muslim movement, which you have left, did believe in that?
Well, Elijah Muhammad taught his followers that the only solution was a separate state for black people. And as long as I thought he genuinely believed that himself, I believed in him and believed in his solution. But when I began to doubt that he himself believed that that was feasible, and I saw no kind of action designed to bring it into existence or bring it about, then I turned in a different direction.
Are you still a Muslim yourself?
Oh, yes. I'm a Muslim. I believe in the religion of Islam, which believes in brotherhood, complete brotherhood of all people. But at the same time that I believe in this brotherhood, I don't believe in forcing my desire for brotherhood upon those who aren't willing to accept it.
Of course, I think the Christians would say that they also believed in brotherhood. What did you say to that?
I'd say they believe in it, but don't practice it.
Well, that'd be a pretty good answer.
Sir, when the muezzin goes up in the minaret twice a day, he cries to the world, "There is but one God, and he is Allah." Do you deny that there is a Christian God?
The muezzin does this five times a day.
Five times, and I only heard him twice.
Well, you were fortunate to hear him twice. But he does this five times a day, and the same God that he says that he expresses the existence of is the God that the Christians profess to believe in themselves, and the God that the Jews believe in, one God, the creator of the universe. The Muslims believe in the God that created the universe, and I think the Christians do, and the Jews do. Now, as long as all of them are talking about the Creator, the Jews may call him Jehovah, and Christians may have another name for him. Those who are Arabic-speaking refer to him as Allah. Well, we believe in the same God.
Now, as the Muslim religion advances in the United States, are you modernizing it or sticking with the old faiths? For example, the complete segregation of the sexes.
I think that everything today on this earth is being modernized. Religious principles and practices, as well as political and other things.
Now, when you went to Mecca, this is a very sacred and forbidden city. I tried to get to Mecca myself and certainly didn't make it, not being a Muslim. But how would they accept you as one? You're an American. There are few American Muslims.
This is true. And by being an American and not having not being able to speak the Arabic language, I did strike a snag, a very serious snag. But I was fortunate to have been pretty well known by the officials in Arabia, and they knew too that I had accepted Orthodox Islam. It had been highly publicized in the paper, and I became a guest of the state. I was a guest of Prince Faisal, the present King Faisal, and they made it possible for me to go before the committee, Hajj committee or Hajj court, who examines you and asks you questions about your belief. And if you pass it, then you are okay to go to Mecca.
But you would have to have a translator then.
Oh, I had one. Then we're realizing that our problem in America, that we are black Americans and we have a problem that goes beyond religion, we formed a group known as the Organization of Afro-American Unity. And the objective of this organization, it's non-religious, number one, any Negro can belong to it. And the objective of that organization is to bring about a condition that will guarantee respect and recognition of the 22 million black Americans as human beings. We feel that the problem, number one, of the black man in America is beyond America's ability to solve. It's a human problem, not an American problem or a Negro problem. And as a human problem or a world problem, we feel that it should be taken out of the jurisdiction of the United States government and the United States courts and taken into the United Nations in the same manner that the problems of the black man in South Africa, Angola, and other parts of the world, and even the way they're trying to bring the problems of the Jews in Russia into the United Nations because of violation of human rights. We believe that our problem is one not a violation of civil rights, but a violation of human rights. Not only are we denied the right to be a citizen in the United States, we're denied the right to be a human being.
Mr. X, may I thank you very much for coming on our program and perhaps clearing away some of the cobwebs of misconception that some of us might have had about your belief. And I think you're a very sincere man, and it takes a lot of courage to admit a former belief is wrong. And we congratulate you for that and the service you performed tonight in giving us your views. Thank you so much, Mr.
Thank you.
In order for you and me to devise some kind of method or strategy to offset some of the events or repetition of the events that have taken place here in Los Angeles recently, we have to go to the root. We have to go to the cause. Dealing with the condition itself is not enough. And it is because of our effort toward getting straight to the root that people oftentimes think we're dealing in hate. We are oppressed. We are exploited. We are downtrodden. We are denied not only civil rights, but even human rights. So the only way we're going to get some of this oppression and exploitation away from us or aside from us is come together against a common enemy. Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin to such extent that you bleach to get like the white man? Who taught you to hate the shape of your nose and the shape of your lips? Who taught you to hate yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet? Who taught you to hate your own kind? Who taught you to hate the race that you belong to? So much so that you don't want to be around each other. No, before you come asking Mr. Muhammad, does he teach hate, you should ask yourself, who taught you to hate being what God gave you? And I, for one, as a Muslim, believe that the white man is intelligent enough. If he were made to realize how black people really feel and how fed up we are without that old compromising sweet talk. Stop sweet talking him. Tell him how you feel. Tell him what kind of hell you've been catching, and let him know that if he's not ready to clean his house up, if he's not ready to clean his house up, he shouldn't have a house. It should catch on fire and burn down.
Some boy if you know, bad man or bad man. And you see when you touch MTL.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Hey.
No matter where we go, I no care where we land. Remember this, bad man, we always be bad man. From Canada, go straight to England. Remember this, bad man, we always be bad man. From Jamaica, go down to Switzerland. Remember this, bad man, we always be bad man. Bad man, no change, and don't take it strange. You eat up in a brain, ready if he had one. Bad man, a bad man, and we change never. We are not the waiter, but we kill boy for pleasure. Ready for whatever, never yet left with be better. We eat up and we sweat up, so you this we got no clever. MTL man, them a bad man forever. This we and you get yourself buried like a treasure. Bossy head a separate, give them the copper and the lead. You can't call, man a get redder than redder. You can't get worse, we get better than better. Try cross the border, straight copper to you wet ya, gas be a trigger man now with them nigga press ya. This your wet whooping like later. Cause some boy fi know, bad man a bad man. And you see when you touch MTL.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
This a one out for the girls then.
This ya one ya for the girls them. This ya one ya for the girls them. This ya one ya for the girls them.
Yo yo yo.
Me have a whole lot of girl pon the gender. Paulette, Jennifer, Amanda. Me say girl from Ina, Jamaica. Me say England, Canada, America. Tonga, Europe, all in Africa. Yalla holla and a ball for the rockilla. To them hear that the DJ get popular. Me a burn up the place like a lava. Boom. Them know when me step in a the place, yeah. Man around for put them lyrics on paper. You have a whole lot of pirate them out, yeah. Who a share all my lyrics like a barber. Me make a boy no say that I'm in no soft, yeah. Well, anything try if it is get turned over. Make them know say that this kill man they on ya. And I me man the girls they my fella.
Yeah, you know, I that me say, and I that me mean. I love we are deal with on the scene. Bless.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Welcome to Montreal. Welcome to Montreal. Welcome to Montreal. Welcome to Montreal. Where the guns them no fan plenty. Left no dead body in a cemetery. Welcome to Montreal. Where we call it gun trial. And off no leave he make it at all. From Walkley to Barclay he just pay gunshot. NDG to Burgundy just pay gunshot. From La Salle to Texas just pay gunshot. Chadikia to West Island just pay gunshot. From South Shore to East End just pay gunshot. From Bronx to St. Lara, just pure gunshot. Mountain Side to Pizina, just pure gunshot. Plumadan to Victoria, just pure gunshot. Man a fight over black, man a fight over spot. Man shot up all themself a gun de Bangkok. Shot fly through man's spine, they'll tear off man talk. When Montreal a run red, enough man dead. Enough run when enough flee, and enough man fled. Welcome to Montreal. Welcome to Montreal.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Let me see you blaze your fire. I murder them. In real city, we don't play. Blaze up your fire. I'm a rapper till the day I'm a be dead. Blaze up your fire. I murder them. In real city, we don't play. Blaze up your fire. I'm a rapper till the day I'm a be dead. Okay, boo. Give me your double glass of rum so me can sip it off. Give me your blunt and the light so me can smoke it off. Give me your mic and a rhythm so me sing it off. What's really going on to make man never give it up? This is a story of a young reggae man who live in a system where nothing goes on. Most of them people ain't giving no love, but still, we tryna keep the city on low. Big heads blocking the traffic and make the rapper signal one sells. But they take our retropping products with the games then. Even if we never see a take a breath, well, hey, yow, 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 yow. Well, let me see you blaze your fire for the city that I rep. Bad man, never leave it till the day that he be dead. Cause
out in the street, watch it. They call it.
Enough on the case. Who me, or me, or mine? Enough man a die and never ask Kaya why. Who me, or me, or mine? Yes, enough man a die, them ask and impress why. We are all African mental slaves. Sup a billion of you every day. They tell you them release a channel, they go on a brain. Skies are the limits when them have them ways. No, you know what I wrote, me said the youth them in a jail. Who no take away from Africa and make we feel frail. Babylon, your plan, me say it soon get stale. For your atrocities, you got to weep and wail. Yo, what happened to the faces that I used to see? Walking through the streets, a little burgundy. Me can't find Lorenzo and me can't find a Joby. Me and Bart, we used to go to elementary. Long time Babylon was assassinated with. You don't remember Anthony Griffin and Presley Leslie. Marcellus Francois, we used to call the willow tree. So when we kill each other, then they must be happy, yo. Don't you know black people wanting to be free? And free is exactly which I wanted it to be. Jano ain't a ramping with no farmer enemy. Black and white oppressors, don't you know you got to flee? and in a revelation written as decree. Babylon will end and so it will be.
Out in the street,
yeah,
they call it murder.
Who me? Me or my? Enough man a die and them a ask Kaya why. Who me? Me or my? Yes, enough man a die, them ask an impress why. Who me? Me or my? Yes, enough man a die and them a ask Kaya why. Who me?
And it's a protege, eh?
Yeah.
Chronics are where you say, eh?
Yeah. Okay. Always. Yeah. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? I just go where the trade wind blows. Sending love to my friends and foes. And I suppose I'm pleased to be chilling in the West Indies. To provide all my wants and needs. I got the sunshine, rivers and trees.
When me see Jah, me see a way. Drastically straight from hypocrisy, I say, hey. Every man to them own a philosophy. I live the proper way and then me read a chapter daily. Man they in a city hungry and no eat. And food they down a country just a drop off of the tree then. You see say poverty no real then. Is what the reason revealing.
To my friends and foes, and I suppose I'm pleased to be chilling in the West Indies. Jah provide all my wants and needs. I got the sunshine, rivers and trees, green leaves. Yeah.
When the rain pitter pat on the roof, herb just a steam pepper pot on the stew. Life is a dream if you got gratitude. So go tell the regime them can't stop where we do now. Information you think on your own, or else you're a slave to the things that you know. What do you know if you learn every day? So be careful of things where you say.
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? I just go where the trade wind blows. Sending love to my friends and foes. And I suppose I'm pleased to be chilling in the West Indies. To provide all my wants and needs. The sunshine, rivers and trees, green leaves.
Africa in our soul, but a Jah in our heart. It is of importance for I and I gather. If we cannot show now a balance that we had, how do we propose then to carry it abroad? Cannot go to Ethiopia and you not have a plan. The building of a nation and a helper and every one a lover, one a man is just a man. It shall be a coronation when we land, land, land.
Who knows? To my friends and foes, and I suppose I'm pleased to be chilling in the West Indies. To provide all my wants and needs. I got the sunshine, rivers and trees, green leaves. Well,
and I say we just
who knows,
moving on.
Who knows?
Yeah, man.
Who knows, babe?
We just move with jive.
Later, Mr. Put, everybody look like what? Mr.
in the book. Everything we do, give thanks. Tell them what we do. Load the L, take the W. One thing they out there for you. And it now come if you no go. Everything we do, give thanks. Tell them what we do. Load the L, take the W. The dollar sign, money for my mind. Seven on the times. Times. I'ma start put my pon the map, me the pon the top. I'm in name, pop it swag a lot. Me my seven on the time. Time.
Everything is at a car plus. The baby got a body that's why I won't touch. Pull it out, let her ride it, girl. You know I want lust. I got a head tied, I won't stop. I'm in a rush. I feel like lunch. Been on hush, bought you a Benz truck. I love to see you blush. You shot me when you land, so you bought a pot of clutch. We got a lot of books, catch longer than a bus. Man, we some warriors, digging at your heart through the cardio. Beyonce the top of the aria. She got a lot of Rastafari. Me and my walk one at the party, yo. We don't feel nothing, we the hardest, yo. Spending cash for fun, get us all up. She won't gonna wanna cause the real is real.
I'm on the grind with the dollar sign, money for my mind. Seven on the times, times. I'ma start put my pon the map, me the pon the top. I'm in name, coffee swag a lot. Them a seven on the times, times. Pull up and rock it, my blast. You could never get me half. You gon' get the full price. Been this real my whole life. Me the earth twice, all year flights. Montclair. Here, ice cold. I'm really never check the price. I'm living my best life, cause I life gold. Everything we do, give